You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up? Hey, hey, hey. It's me again.
What's your name? Are you lost today?
Yeah, I'm lost for the whole week.
Well, hello.
That's Mickey over there. She's going to do this episode with me. But it's me, just me again. You know, it's me. But, you know, I always start off talking about my week. So it's been a crazy week. It's been one of those weeks where I just been out of it. I just got out the hospital, so I'm back with you guys. I'm fine. Extra. Where that bell at?
It's right here for you.
Let me move it.
Hello, guys. My name is Mickey Knox.
She knows. They know who you are. It's fine. Because she gets obsessive with the bell, so I'm going to move it out the way.
Okay, anyway.
But anyways.
So how was your week?
Horrible. In the hospital. I'm back now. Okay, I guess. I'm fine. But my week mentally has been draining. Just one of those weeks where I just, one of those wish I could see weeks. You know, not just for stupid stuff, just for just get up and go reasons. But slowly but surely getting over it. I'm fine, though. But at any event, how was your week?
Interesting. That's all I can say.
Well, for this thing, I'm going to talk about anxiety.
Wow.
I chose this topic. I chose my topics based on what people bring up to me. So this topic has been brought up to me like a lot in school. I was talking to a friend for a long time last night about anxiety. She was finally asked me about like my personal life. Like I don't talk about my personal life unless it's brought up. So we just had this long drawn out conversation about certain things and her anxiety and my anxiety. She's low vision, so her anxiety and her battles are a little different because she can still see a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm you know, basing this episode on everybody, not just because I'm blind, just anxiety, just in general.
Because I live with anxiety.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to do this episode, because us two living with anxiety, totally different. It's
true.
It's totally different. My anxiety is totally different from hers, but it's still anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, so when you have forms of anxiety, they come in all different forms. So when an anxiety attack comes on, you can be shaky. You could be shaking on the inside and not on the outside. You're like, what's going on?
Right.
You know, you can have sweaty palms. I know her heart rate gets up to like a 140.
Yeah, and it can also come out in different ways as far as, like, I know mine really is, like, anger. I don't get, it's like, it goes from anger to then being like, oh, why are you so angry? To then, like, not sad where I'm depressed, but, you know, it's just like a roller coaster. Like, you feel like you're on a roller coaster sometimes when you, like, your anxiety is in overdrive. I think I said it on my, like, first episode, like, I canceled 4 times just due to my anxiety. Because, it, you know, kind of like, I've been trying not to let it hold me back because it's held me back for so long. And then it's just something to also say that, like, not trying to make this a race issue, but in black homes, like, they pray everything away. They pray the anxiety away, the demons away. Sometimes you
they
need
pray
to talk
mental
to somebody.
Health away. So it's like, and all this is located on my page, A Blind Chick, which, you know, I'll remind you guys at the end of the episode, but I grew up in a household where my uncle suffered from mental health, and it was swept under the rug. And as long as he was locked up, he was in the basement, and he drank his life away, or he did what he had to do and he didn't leave the house, it was okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't, I know my son got a problem, but let's go get him some help.
Right.
No, because it's always about what somebody has to say or how somebody looks at you or your parents is saying.
But you know what? I take that back. It's like with all.
Because you're a representative of them.
Yeah. That's like your parents indirectly tell you that, like, when you get old enough, like, you're a representation of me. You can't be out here like this. And it's just like, that really, what's crazy is I had anxiety, but never like knew. Mm-hmm. Like all my whole life, like I would like throw up because I used to get picked on in school. So I used to throw up before I went to school. I couldn't even eat.
Like when I was younger, I used to use the bathroom before anything, an interview, anything, but I didn't know it was anxiety.
Yeah,
you know, and I talked about this too because my friend, she goes through anxiety and it's really, really bad. But when we were younger, like 14 and 15, we would go to buildings and shopping malls and things, and she'll start talking real fast. And I'd be like, we'd go on an elevator, and she'll be like, I gotta get off the elevator. But I'm just thinking, you're tripping, like, you know, what's wrong with you? Like, you got to rush through the building because it's too many people. Like, I didn't know. We didn't know because we were young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like anxiety comes in so many different forms where I got a friend that she, because her blindness and low vision, she don't like leaving the house because it's just the fact of everybody else, not her. Like, what if somebody do something to me?
Right.
Or something of that nature, you know, and it's just like the name of my episode is What's the Difference? And just because we can be different races, we can come from different cultures, we can be blue, green, purple, red and still go through the same thing. You know, that's just like all this controversy with your boy, Kanye.
I have nothing to say. Talking about him.
Right, but I'm just saying, as far as staying on topic, as far as like with anxiety and like mental health, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I say, what's the difference? Because the only thing that separates me and him is maybe the little bit of money that he has in his pocket, but his anxiety and things he go through is kind of the same thing we go to as regular people.
We all are regular people,
but you know, when you at a certain standard with money, you're not considered regular anymore. But if you drop all of that down, you everybody's one check away, like we were talking about the other day.
Yeah, like everybody is one wrong decision, one check away, one step away from losing everything, no matter how rich you think you are. You can go somewhere and make the wrong decision and your bank account is on zero.
Yeah.
So.
Like, we was watching something, and I brought this up. And we were watching Charlemagne.
The Charlemagne.
And, Yee and...
DJ, The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, whatever his name is. I'm not that fond of the Virgo one. And,
What?
Teddy Riley was on there, and you know, he told a story that, you know, he released himself, you know, he didn't want to go back into his contract. They dropped him, they cut off everything, his credit cards, everything. He was at the airport with $20 in his pocket, and his family had to move back to the projects. But he was in two groups and all this type of stuff, living a high life.
He created New Jack Swing.
Yeah.
He also created God.
Yeah, and Black Street.
Right. He had his own, he created Rex and Effect.
Yeah, and you know.
And this is like way after all of that.
Yeah.
And it was like, even though I done all of this monumental stuff, it's like I'm only as valuable as the last thing I've done.
Mm-hmm. And
that's a life period, though.
And that just shows you how And that one split second, you think you valuable to a company or a people that you then brought so much, that helped create an empire, and they just cut you off of everything.
Yeah.
And you back at square one.
You yeah, know, so it happens.
It happened like all the time, every day. Anxiety. And people don't think that, like when you go to the hospital, like, I know if you've experienced this when you went to the hospital, and they'd be like, oh, you're just having an anxiety attack. Your heart is just beating out your chest, but you're having an anxiety
attack.
But
meanwhile, the nurses are like, I have anxiety too. So this is what you do. And I'm like, and I just found it interesting that, like, when you go to medical, like, if you go to the doctor or if you go, like, to the ER and you're having an anxiety attack, they're like, oh, it's all in your mind. Just calm down. And, like, your brain is the most powerful thing on your body. So you can't, like, hit a switch and shut your brain off.
Yeah, because it's like so many people in our age group, you know, I'll be 30. Mickey's 33, and we're all going through anxiety. Like, everybody I meet that's in our span to 25 to, like, 35, we're all going through severe anxiety where we can't even function. And they're even giving us medicine that don't work, giving us too much medicine that's killing us.
Yeah.
Or giving us, you know what I'm saying, medicine that's just, like I said, just so harmful that it's just tearing us apart.
And then they want to look at you like you the drug addict. And you like, but I don't know about these people. Like, you are supposed, I feel like it is your responsibility to research anything you put into your body. But I think a lot of people make the mistake of not, and like, we kind of hold doctors to a higher standard when they're just people too. Mm-hmm. In actuality, they're just trying out things as if you would try out things. So you can't, it's like, you know, like you trust the doctor and you're like, okay, well, they went to school for all these years, they should know exactly what to do. But at the end of the day, they're people too. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So they're just giving you things to see which one gonna stick. When you're thinking like you're getting help, it actually, well, in my case, it made it worse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can't switch somebody from something that's like a heavy, you know, kind of like drug, and then you take them to a drug that's really, really weak. You have to kind of wean a person slowly off of things. That's yeah. like with everything.
And then, like, and with the people that's in the industry that has passed away, that's been, like, younger, like 2021, and they're popping all these Xanax. Sometimes, yes, people do pop pills just for the high. Sometimes people just like getting high. That's just what it is. But a lot of people take these pills to release their mind from all the stuff they're going through. You know, like, it don't even have to do with, like, mental health. It's just day-to-day things, whether you're rich or not. So they're taking these pills to have a release, but then they don't wake up.
But you know what I think the real problem is? The real problem is that kids up under us, you have to realize, like on Cable Guy, when he was like, I was raised by TV.
Yeah.
Like, they were literally, like, raised by TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some kids are not. It just depends when on,
our
like,
generation, our generation said, our parents said, go outside.
Yeah, like, my mom would be like, why are you here?
Go outside.
Go outside. Not like, if I had a video game, it was automatically a limit. Why are you still up here?
It's not like, get out my face, here's the tablet.
Yeah, it's not like, get out my face, go play, you know, PlayStation 4. It was like, no, you've been playing Super Nintendo for 5 hours now. I'm going to need you to go outside.
So, yeah, I'm going to need you to get your life.
Like, even in the winter, though. Like, she's like, go build a snowman.
Or, you know, or remember when your mama, I know everybody remember this, snow pants.
I think you like to have me on your side.
Oh my God. Remember when everybody has snow pants. Where you had to use the bathroom real bad, you had to unbuckle the straps at the top.
I don't like talking about snow pants because I had a bad incident with snow pants.
You peed on yourself?
I'm not talking about that.
Oh my God, now they got snow pants that they unzip at the bottom so you could just use the bathroom. That's bold. Yeah. That's bold.
Like 50,000 years later.
Right, that's bold.
I
could have
used that when I was like 8. But they probably did, though.
No, they didn't. They did us wrong, dog. See, now these kids ain't. They got air conditioning in the classrooms. They got what they do. They have
they close every time it's a little bit cold outside.
If it's sprinkled outside, they ain't got to go to school because they walking.
Oh, hold on, I feel like we bashing young kids now.
No. It's not like it's a bashing situation. It's just that we were put in certain situations where they made us tough. You know what I'm saying? So we can handle certain things and they can't. They can't.
Okay, but do you think that
probably why we
Well, but I was about to say, I was just about to say that. Like, don't you think that's probably why our attitudes are the way
maybe
they are now? Because, like,
got tough love.
Yeah, in a way, it was good. I mean, it's a gift and a curse because, like you said, like, they raised us to be tough. Like, your family raised you to be tough. Like, each generation, it gets less and less. But, like, it's like with the first couple of generations, they make sure you're extra tough so you can then deal with the ones up under you. But then it's like...
Yeah, because in our generations in schools, if we got popped by the teacher, our parents would be like, so what did you do? Like, they didn't... Now, a teacher do it...
They're going to jail.
Yeah.
They're getting presses charged.
Because now it's just... No tolerance for hollering and all that type of stuff.
I remember when I went to Bow.
And it is a way you talk to
your
kids.
To Bow Elementary School. Shout out Bow Elementary School on Pembroke. That was my elementary school. I remember our principal, Dr. Graves. I hope he's still alive. I seen him like 5 years ago. I hope he's still alive. I hope you out there. But, because he really changed my life. Like, he was a Kappa. And he just believed in, like, he treated seriously hundreds of kids like his kids. Like, he didn't, like, he would call our parents and be like, can I give her a whooping? A woman is going to do it, but she needs a whooping. And then your parent would come in and he would be like, you can come up here if you want to. And your parent would come up there. They would sign the paper. And then they would sit outside the door. He'd tell you what you did wrong. He'd explain it to you. And then you got a couple of hits. And then you were suspended. And you felt dumb. And you never did it again. Like, it was consequences and repercussions.
Yeah, it was consequences for what you did. Now these kids are like, you know, they're like, don't holler. No hollering. No tolerance. You know, and it is a way you talk to your kids instead of, you sweep this floor, I'm going to sweep your ass. You know, like.
Like, Rochelle, you sick? You want some tussin?
Yeah. You know what I'm
Chris,
saying?
Didn't I tell you to clean up the dishes? Wash them dishes or I wash your ass?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and a lot of households, it was like that. Like,
true.
But some of them scoldings, you know, they helped us too because we just knew better. You know, your mama, your auntie gave you that look and it was just over. It was just
It just becomes a pattern because you're like, hey, yo.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was a pattern like, I know, Dad, she gonna say, wash these dishes, take this garbage out, so let me do this now.
Right.
So then I can go. But it's like, yeah, we totally left the topic of anxiety.
No, we didn't leave the topic of anxiety because that's probably why We got so much anxiety because
I don't think so.
I do
That's
think
horrible.
So. I do think so because you know yo. Because my auntie, we knew what time she hit that door. Me and my cousin F, we knew what time she hit that door.
Well, my auntie Vanessa.
My auntie was she did not go nowhere. She if she was hungry, she came home first because we knew we better have her house cleaned up. By the time she got there, my little cousin had better been cleaned and everything by the time she got there. Then we go out together and do everything else she needed to do. And it was just routine. But it was just anxiety to know it's 4:00. She be here at 5:00. Let me get everything has to be done.
Well, look, I was always the quiet cousin, friend. I was the one that just should sit back and be like, I did my part. I'm just waiting for Auntie Vanessa to come back with the pizza. I used to be like, and I would never get in trouble and everybody would hate me. And I'm like, she just said, like, stay in the basement and clean it up. That's not hard.
Mm-mm. But you knew, see, that's the part of anxiety, because you knew if that wasn't done, that was your ass.
That's see? Not a part of anxiety.
Yeah, it is, because you making kids, you like, okay, I got to sweep this floor. I got to clean this tub. Oh, my God, I got to vacuum. That's anxiety.
So you trying to say she was like Mommy Dearest?
No, my auntie was not like Mommy Dearest. It's just
no,
period.
She said my auntie was like Mommy Dearest. Like, I got to hurry up and sweep this floor before Mommy comes back.
No, I'm just saying in general, like, period, your parents, period, like, you better have this stuff done or else.
I don't, like, I think... It was in, and it was more like respect for me. I didn't take it like that as being younger. I just took it as I live in this household and they asked me to do something, so I don't pay bills, so I should do it.
I
grasped that at a young concept,
but now it's anxiety.
Yeah, it's mainly anxiety only because. Seriously, you really want to know why I feel like I got anxiety? It's because my family is, like, super duper big. But in my age group, so, like, in each generation, like, my sister's generation, it's about, like, what, 8, 9 of them. Then it's, like, each generation, my generation is with the least people because we got, like, 4. Then up under us, it's just, like, a million people. So, like, my grandmother has, like, 200 grandchildren or something. So, it was, like, always a competition. Like, it was always a competition. Like, one auntie would call the other auntie, like, yeah, I just got this person a Levi's outfit. And then the other one, and it just was, like, too much. It was too many people. Mm-hmm. I think that's where my anxiety came from. It was always too many people. It was not ever.
Oh, and now that, you know, everybody has their own families, it's like
you everybody's
went from having
gone,
too many people
right,
to
nobody.
Still having too many people, but y'all are just
but
not.
But really, nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because y'all are not like in each other's faces anymore. And,
right, when it used
you know,
to
stuff like
literally
that.
Be like my cousins used to not even spend Christmas at their mother's houses.
Yeah, it's kind of an eerie feeling because it's so quiet. Kind of,
right.
you know, yeah.
And it started off there, and then, like, when I got into high school, it just got real bad. But like I said, I didn't realize it because when you're in high school, you just on other stuff, and you're just thinking about so many other different things. But it's just, I had racing thoughts already. It was just like, my anxiety reached its peak. When, you know what I'm saying, like, my mom got sick, my
right.
sister got sick, it just felt like everything was just coming down at one time, and then I just imploded. Like, I didn't even know what was going on. I was like,
so
what's
what is
wrong?
Some of the, like, what are some of the signs of your personal anxiety? When it's like an anxiety attack coming on?
Well, usually I automatically know because I get not jittery, but I get this from my mom, and I now see that. Oh God, I'm becoming my mother. But I move around a lot.
Okay.
I shift things a lot, or I clean, or like I'm just always like touching something. And then it'll go from that then to me wanting to, like, sit down. And then I sit down to think, and I'm like, no, I got to move again. It's just, like, it can be a lot of things. It's just what, it just depends on what triggers it.
Right. And it suffers from, and you said that your heart rate and stuff like that too, right?
My heart rate is usually about 140 at 145 at the highest.
When you're having an attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they last about an hour.
Yeah.
Which is, well, I was told that was unusually long, but I don't know how true that is.
All right. But it's mine, I kind of do the same thing. I get kind of jittery Sometimes I hear my heart through my ears, but most of the time I don't. I don't know. I just started thinking about a lot of stuff, and I got to calm myself down. What are some ways that you calm yourself down?
Well, you hate the way that I calm myself down, but it works for me. So, the way I calm myself down is, literally in my head, I go back to like a happier time in my life. And music is everything to me, and it always has been. So, I would pick like a CD from the past that make they used to make me happy. And I will probably play that whole CD, even if it was a sad CD. That helps. And then for the room to be totally dark, so I'm not looking at anything. I'm not getting stimulated by anything but just the music. Or what's really, actually really, really good, that actually, because what actually really brought my anxiety out was because I always have been a night person, but then I started having, like, super, like, I was just being an insomniac where I was staying up for, like, 2 weeks at a time. I don't even know how I was doing it. Like, I was, like, driving, going places, just up. And it wasn't like I was on drugs. I was just up. Like, I wasn't drinking Red Bulls. I wasn't doing nothing. I was just up for 2 weeks. And then when I crashed, it was real, real bad. So, like, now, though, it's a little bit better because I had got to the point where, like, now I can have a casual drink. I couldn't do that at first. I really say that with anxiety, though, it really is just a fight with you in your brain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put positive thoughts into your mind to kind of get over it. And that sounds so cliche, but it is really real. Like, you can't control everything. You can't be God. If things are going to work out, they're going to work out. If they don't work out, you can always find a way around it.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of my biggest, like, things. Like, when I would fail, I would be like, oh, it's the end of the world. Or I always put so much on my shoulders to where it was like, oh, if I didn't have a job, I feel like a loser. Or if I didn't, like, you know, I'm like, I'm a double dropout. Like, I'm a high school dropout and a college dropout. And y'all like, how? Because I was smart enough and I tested into college. So, like, whatever. So, I just did it just to do it because my parents were getting on my nerves. I'm like, look, bro, like, I don't, like, school is just not for me. I just.
Yeah, you know, because older people, they look at us like, you know,
you're crazy.
Why are you going through so much? Like, I don't understand why you're going through so much. And I'm like, look, it is not 1971 no more, and Snickers aren't 15 cents. Like, that's why I'm going through a lot. You know, like, my rent is like a lot, and
I gotta make this rent,
and I gotta do X, Y, and Z, and y'all are content, you know, with y'all checks, because y'all 60 and 70, y'all done lived y'all life, and, you know, let me live mine, because I guarantee, if social media was around in 72, y'all would be all on social media doing the same thing we doing. I'm sorry, probably worse, because y'all worse with it now.
That should be a project. No, seriously. It should be a project about what if the kids in the 70s had social media? Like, for real. Somebody should make that movie. Maybe I should make that movie. Maybe I just gave you an idea.
Yeah, maybe. Like, what if...
Not like social media like now, because of course they didn't
like
have that technology.
Like, base the movie back, like, in the 60s and 70s. Make
okay,
social
that's too far,
media.
That's too far.
No.
In
no.
the middle. I would say the middle of the 70s.
Okay, 70s, in the 60s, 70s, whatever the case may be.
Okay, yeah.
That's not too far. Because these 47-year-olds...
Because didn't they create apples in, like, the 70s and 80s? The late 70s, 80s?
Yeah. I think it was the 70s.
I can't Google because my phone's dead.
but like, that's annoying. But my anxiety, I have anxiety. I didn't have anxiety before I became blind. So my anxiety came along when I became blind. I don't like streets. You won't catch me cross to, like, other blind people like they propose. They cross street by themselves. Nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it because it's a part of, like, my classwork. But you're not going to catch me just saying, oh, there goes Shamil walking across Grand River. That's not going to happen. Ever.
Okay, but I'm trying to get you to understand this, is that...
Well, somebody hit me.
Anybody?
What if I'm rolling with the little cane and somebody roll over the cane? Like, what if somebody hit me?
Okay, we all know Michiganders are not the best drivers. Come on now. But, like, really, Shamil, it's like, come on. Like, you gotta, you, if it was me, I would want to know that just in case I gotta use it.
Right.
Because what if you in a house, right?
Right.
And it's a killer. And you got to get out the house.
I'm going to lay down and pee on myself and say, kill me.
That is not funny. You should try to get out of the house.
I do get out of the house.
Oh, so you'll get out of the house?
I get out the house, go to the curb, and get in the car. That's what I do.
No, I'm talking about it, the scenario I just proposed. If it was a killer in your house, how you going to get out the house? What you gonna do? Call the Uber first, and you'll be looking at the phone like, "Oh, is it here yet?" Like, no, you gonna have to.
No, I'm gonna be facing. I'm gonna be like, you know what, dog? Let's go. Let's go, dog. Nah. Like, let's go. We gonna battle it out. Let's go.
No, you're not. You're gonna cry.
I'm not. I'm gonna be like, let's go. Let's go. All I got is me. Let's go. Let's go, dog. I'm gonna open up the door. Pray I get down the stairs without falling, and I'm gone.
What are you going to, though? You just said. I'm over it. Go to the next. Whatever else you gonna talk about.
But no, that's my anxiety. Like, I don't. And it got better because I can go in parking lots and I don't have to hold on.
Yeah, it used to be bad though.
No people no more.
But it's understandable because you should talk about that aspect. Like,
I was getting there.
Okay, go.
Take aspect so about what?
No, like when you became blind, you really like went through bad anxiety too because you was like scared because you wasn't used to. Because like when you blind, you have to use all the rest of your senses, right? So
I mean, yeah. So
you can't. That's like
when I used to go to the store. Like,
she can't block out.
I could not block. And noise. And when I used to go with you, you used to be like, you don't hear me. And I used to be like, you don't understand. I don't hear you because I hear the freezers. I hear this woman over here talking on the phone, hollering at her kids. I hear this man over here talk about, come here, sexy lady. I was hearing the registers all the way back where the milk is. Right. That's far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a far distance. So I'm hearing the doors, people coming in and out. I'm hearing a bottle return machine. I'm hearing everything. But now when I go to the store, I don't hear nothing but the person in front of me. It took me a long time to block out everything because that was hard.
That was hard. Because, I mean, I can imagine, like, once you lose one sense, it's like... And that's the sense that you mainly rely on is sight.
Yeah. So, like, I'm
and
not.
And then you're very. I think I'm a very cerebral.
I'm a visual learner.
Person.
But
you're a very visual.
You could
person.
Be a visual learner and be blind.
Yeah, you can.
You know what I'm saying? Because my teacher's a visual learner. She's never saw it. She's never seen anything of it in her life. But now I can. If we're sitting here. And I'm playing on my phone, and my phone talks, and she's rattling a piece of paper. I can tell what kind of paper she's rattling, whether it's a piece of cardboard, like folding it, whether it's a loose leaf piece of paper or a piece of plastic.
And that took a long road. That was a long time.
Yeah. Yep. I can tell whether it's
but at least
tea kettle or a coffee pot. You know, so, yeah, that's hard.
All I can say is that, like, people that's going through what you're going through, like, the one thing that I hate that people do with to people with disabilities is like totally disregard them, like they're not valuable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had like she said before in the past episode, where like we'll be in a store, and because I can see, they had to change to me. Just because she can't see doesn't mean she's remedial. And even
right,
if she was remedial, it came out of her purse.
I tell you, in the words of Tamar, you better get your life. You better hand me my money. I got you.
But I think it was just a combination of a lot of things happening, you know, at one time. And it was like you couldn't keep up with it. Plus, you know, it was just a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, and then family, you know, the people that I were around, you know, they instantly want to baby you, and because you don't know, you've never been around.
And, that's what I was getting to. Like, your family will hinder the hell out of you.
You got to really push away, like, I got it. Because for a long time, even you used to be like, I don't know about going to the store.
I used to be like,
I don't know about going to the store. Because it's just like, you don't want nobody to be mean to you.
No, but in my aspect, it was more so like, I didn't want you to go to the store because I got a temper. And I'm just one of those people that's like, not a temper like, oh, I'm just running around wanting to beat people up. But I don't like the fact when people treat people unjustly. Like, what has this person done to you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you acting like this?
We were raised to, you know, I don't agree with everything my elders say. And I am a strong believer in, you're not going to sit up and say, oh, you're a degenerate, you ain't shit, you this and that. And why do you have to disrespect me if I'm not disrespecting you? That's just how our generation is. No, I'm not going to disrespect my elders first and say, oh, be move out my way. You know what I'm saying? No. But show us a little bit respect, too, if we respecting you. I've never
but
went
it's
to
like
a...
it's like a contradiction because older people tell you stuff like, respect is not given, it's earned. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get grown, they're like, you better respect me. Like, but we both sitting here right now, and you 60 and I'm 40.
Oh, but when it comes to something like, mama, can I borrow $20? You grown.
Yeah.
I'm grown then. I can't keep helping you. I can't keep letting you borrow $20.
I can't say that about my mama, though.
Well, you got a mama. Exactly. I ain't got no mama. I got an indirect mama. Like, no, I love my grandma. I love you.
My mama.
But I'm just saying in general, like, don't.
I'm lucky for my mother, too. Even though she's nutty. No, I'm just playing. I'm playing, Mama. I love you. Mm-hmm. You're not nutty. Don't take that the wrong way. Mm-hmm. No, but I was just glad. My daddy was a little nutty. But I value him because he was like,
what's the time?
Just so intense. It's 7:31. So whatever you need to get to, you need to get to now.
It's but anyway, what? It's 6:31?
7.
Oh.
Why you at? Anyway, you just interrupted me and I forgot where I'm at. So go. we got to edit this part off.
No, we don't. Keep it. Anyway, oh, you said your daddy.
Yeah, man. He was so intense at my age. Like, when I tell you the watered down version of my daddy.
No, I don't need to know the water because I see the storm.
He was like, he went to it was like,
he didn't go to Vietnam.
He did not go to Vietnam.
Don't ever say that.
But he acted like he did, though. He only watched MASH and, like, would eat MREs.
He ain't even old enough to be going to Vietnam.
And then he was just like, yeah, because the black man and the white man can work together. I'm like, dog. I'm like, bro.
Like, calm down.
Only thing I give him is that he taught me how to read that, too. That's the only thing I can always tell somebody. I can be like, so what? I learned how to read.
Or like, you tell an older person you got anxiety. They be like, you ain't got shit. Yeah. That's the doctor telling you, you're mine.
That's
you got anxiety.
He told me that.
My first, back in the day, it wasn't no anxiety.
And for my first anxiety attack, he said, what they tell you you got, that doesn't exist. That do not exist in your mind. I'm like, what? That, what are you talking about? What's wrong with you? He obviously, like, you got anxiety.
No, here it go. Just Millie Pop. He called it Millie Pop. Just get us some paper bags. Breathe in the paper bag. I'm like, all right, Mr. Monroe, I go get the
How
paper
many
bags.
Times do I got to breathe in the paper bag? 50. 50. As many times as you need to. Like, how do you know the numbers?
You know what your daddy act like? He act like, what's his name, off of the Boondocks.
Bro, he act like Grandpa off the Boondocks. He's so annoying, but I love him. But that's just like, he was like, you wasting your life away. Mm-hmm. You're doing a podcast. What is that doing? Is that putting money in your pocket? No. I'm like, but
that's
you
a dream. That's a dream.
It's a dream. It's a dream. I was like, but you don't even put money in my pocket, so what?
And then, like I said, I just play. I love my grandma. I love you. Lies. I love you to death. You a liar. I do. She got my nerves. Yeah, she do. Saying. I get her nerves. I love her.
I love Miss Bennett.
But here she go. Shamil.
By the way, she's a Jamaican and Panamanian.
You doing a podcast? What is that? What radio station you're going to be on?
I said, can tune into the radio station.
I said, it's like internet radio, mama. It's on the internet. Oh.
I got to get the internet to hear you.
Oh, shit. I'm like, all right.
I was like, that's just the end?
I'm like, mama, I got anxiety. What? What the hell is that? I said, it's just, you know, when your heart racing. Oh, you need to go to the hospital. I said, no, I don't. It's, you know, I just got to breathe. You know, I just got to breathe in and out, mama. Just breathe in and out. Oh, well, you do that, then I call you back. There's somebody at my door. Ain't nobody at
your door. Somebody at your door.
That fast.
You live on the top floor of the senior building.
And that you gotta get buzzed in three times to get past three doors. So how somebody at your door
like when you, maximum security.
Yes.
Senior citizen.
I said, why you just to say you didn't want to talk to me? I didn't know. I called you back. I got to go to the bathroom. I said, okay.
Stop making bad Jamaican buzz about you.
All right. Whatever.
You know. All right, man.
Oh, side note, I gotta say this. When Bill Cosby went. Because I wanna say it. She's so shy. I called, I said, mama, Bill Cosby that went down fell down the stairs. I would have killed myself. She said she would have killed herself. She would have just hit her head on the floor. Bang! Bang!
Bong!
She said I would have been edited. I would have hung myself.
I would have said, you can have my body. I'm like, what? What do you think about it? I'm over that. She's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. A mess.
The craziest stuff. I'd be like, what? I'm not in this conversation. Leave me out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, good. Let's come on. We got, it's 7:36. You got anything else you want to say?
Of course I do.
I know. Get to it.
You know, so, in any event, that was my little rant. Y'all was talking about the way I talk.
Yeah, my rant.
Yeah. Bye, Reen. That was my little rant about... anxiety. Because, you know, I go through it. And you know, I put some stuff on my page, you know, a blind chick or whatever on Facebook. You gotta like it, love it, whatever, to see the information. But
and I also am in the process of putting both of our websites together and stuff like that over the course of this week.
Yeah, and all this information that I tell you guys, everything that I say on each of my episodes, It's on my pages. Like, I don't see any numbers and stuff on here, but they're all on my page. I put up a link today about mental health. Because, like I said in the beginning, it's swept under the rug in all races.
How many minutes we got? Like, 20? We got, like, 20 minutes.
So, you know, it's
swept. So, wait a minute. No, wait one second. Now, I was going to say this for my show.
We'll save it.
Okay, yeah, I'll save it.
Okay. But, you know, it is swept under the rug. I have a link on there for that. And I have a link on there. It's www.anxieties.com. And if you click on that link, it tells you all the symptoms of anxiety, you know, because it comes in all different forms. Like, we two different, you know, so... It's like
her anxiety, like I said, my anxiety comes in like forms of anger, mainly because I don't know if it's because I was always angry. I don't really know where it comes from. So it's just like when I get overwhelmed, it's kind of like when you let things build up. And I mean, that is what it is. When you let things build up. And then you just so mad at everything. You just I hate everyone so much.
And then you
right now.
And then you start back thinking like,
and
damn,
like, why are you screaming?
You know, you was raised up a certain way, and then like she said, in certain households, you raised not to do certain things, or you raised to do certain things, and then when you drift off from that, you like, am I doing something right? You know, I wasn't raised like this, so, well, for me, it was like, am I doing something right, or am I doing something wrong, or what am I doing? Because I was raised by strong people, but now I'm my own person. Because when you're growing up, you raised up under other people. So you like you really are a representative of them when you leave the house.
But the thing that you know, like, started calming me down is that, like I said, my family is gigantic. I don't know why, Grandma? Why did you curse us? Even though it's cool.
That's because she has 46 great-grandchildren over 20 grandchildren.
Even though it's cool, because I always have somebody to, like, I can never be alone. It's also very stressful because, like I said, like, in our family, you got the family that's the bougie family. Mm-hmm. You got the family that's the trailer family. You got the family that's the real, real broke family. That always has somebody for $20. It's like, bro, but, like, after a while, you get to love everybody. And everybody don't look at you. All I can say for people with anxiety is this. When you wake up in the morning, don't think about, like, what's stopping you, or if you have, I mean, of course you're going to think about that anyway because you're grown. You have to pay your bills, things like that. But I mean, as far as trivial things like, oh, I can't do this because I don't have this, because it will come, you know? Because I had to learn that the hard way.
And then,
like, especially like I said in the first episode, like with this podcast, I had been trying to do a podcast because when I first found out I was having anxiety attacks, I was like, well, the only way I know how to be creative is to just talk.
Right.
Or just listen to music or critique music. That's what makes me happy.
And then versus me, I'm not a talker. I will hold something in for months and weeks until I just explode. And it's not good, but when you raise up in a household where nothing is talked about and you're supposed to leave things in, and you grow up in a household where it's like, oh, well, my teacher is saying that, you know, such and such has died. Do I need counseling? I'm your counselor.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? You can't get anything out. And when you're a kid,
I think that I was a little bit different because the one thing that made me different from you is because I would have been just like that was my mother. She was like the sweetener, and my daddy was the like sour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she stepped in and she was like, no, talk to me.
Yeah, and
you know,
and it was the total opposite for me.
It wasn't like talk to me and then I'ma beat your ass. It was like, no, what's wrong? Talk to me.
Right.
We can both figure it out, and it'll be between me and
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and.
And I think that's
talk to your kids. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, instead of beating your kids and making them. Nah, I feel like kids should have certain, like a certain fear of their parents. I really do feel like that. Not like you beat the fuck out of them and then they scared.
Or
them.
A fear where it's just like,
I mean, like
I'm scared to come in a room.
If I talk like this about my parent, I get that look and I'm getting punched in the face.
Right.
Even at 35. Like that. Like, don't, like, what I loved about my mom was my dad wasn't the talker, but my mom was.
Yeah.
So and she would ask me, like, what's going on? Like, why are you acting out? She was the one that paid attention, and now I know it was mainly because she had anxiety.
Yeah.
But when you growing up in the 50s, you don't... They not diagnosing you with that.
No.
They like, here goes some morphine.
Yeah.
Go be happy.
Yeah, but...
For real.
So, you know, that was just... Like I said, you know, it's just... Everybody's the same but different. So that's why the episode is called, you know, What's the Difference? But on another note, here's your bill.
I wouldn't ring it like that exactly, but thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That bell, until I find something more cooler, is my history fact time.
Oh,
so,
yeah. History fact.
Yes. On Claude Monet. So Claude Monet was a Frenchman. He was from Paris. And this is on my page
Paris.
As well. He was born...
Hold on, can I just have a quick fact? Sorry.
No, you can't.
Okay, go ahead.
It was... he was born in the 1800s in November. Actually, his birthday is November 14th. He died in 1926, and he was an artist. He was a painter. He did watercolors and et cetera. He was actually supposed to go into the grocery store business. Because his father, that's what his father owned, but he said, no, I want to be an artist. His mother was a singer, and in 1907, he became blind. So he actually was a blind artist. So before he started off doing watercolors, he did charcoal paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was 16 years old, he went to college. He had an apprentice, and that's who got him into doing. He had to go move with his aunt because his mother passed away. So he actually got his artistic abilities from his mother's side because she was a singer. And before he passed away, he did his most famous watercolor painting. And the link is on my page, and you can go look at all his paintings and stuff like that. But he suffered from anxiety due to blindness as well. So that's why I brought up him as a history fact, because when you lose something later on in life,
you have to learn how to do things over again. Everything else.
Yeah.
As a tool, you know.
So, you know, when I was reading up on him, I just thought that was amazing that, and then in today's world, when you go to these schools, they do teach you how to draw and paint and do whatever you do. Try to do it all over again so you can continue that trade or that art or whatever the case may be. So that was just a little history fact on Claude Monet. You know, so he was a pretty cool guy, you know. If you want to read more about him, just go on my page of Blind Chick and click on the link and you can see his paintings and et cetera. So, yeah.
That's great. Are you done?
You're such an asshole. Virgos
wait a
are,
minute. Wait,
Virgos
wait, wait,
are jerks.
Wait, you asked me to be on your podcast.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, thank
you. But I
didn't
ask you to be an asshole.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You said something about a fact.
I don't even remember anymore.
Okay. Well, that was
I might remember. Okay, what's the guy's name?
Claude Monet.
Okay, what did you say after that?
What?
You said he had suffered from anxiety.
Yeah, because he became blind in 1907.
Sorry, I have random facts in my head, so sometimes I have to re-jog them. And it'd be like a random fact that people be like, why do you know that? Okay. And I don't know nothing else around it. Mm-hmm. I'm just cut it there because I don't remember.
Okay, that's fine. And then another thing I want to bring up, I always bring up little things going around the city at the end. So it's Halloween time.
Oh, yes. And hold up. Can I just say this?
I wasn't done being a witch first.
You a witch every year, though. How many witches can you be?
So it's Halloween time. Spooky. So they're having Nightmare on Woodward. I believe it's on the 27th. Their annual the 16th year thing. But I could tell people about it. You don't. And it's on my page as well. So if you want to be spooked out.
I'm going to be vampire in Brooklyn.
No, and for Halloween, I'm going to be a prostitute blind mouse. Yeah.
What?
And Mickey and my brother's going to be my pimps. They're going to be blind, too.
I just said I'm being a vampire in Brooklyn.
No, they're not. They're going to be what I say they're going to be.
You don't run me.
Yeah. So do you have anything to end the conversation with?
No, I don't. Actually, I just want to just say to everybody, like, don't let anybody tell you what you're thinking and what you should believe. If you feel like something's wrong with you, if you're having suicidal thoughts, if you haven't even, this is the way anxiety starts, racing thoughts. So, if you're having racing thoughts where you're thinking about, you can, because regular people have complete thoughts. Like, yeah. It's not like a racing thought, like,
you know, I'm blind, it don't mean I just sit there in the corner and say, oh, you know.
Like, no, but, like, you have to put an end to that and focus. That's right. The biggest thing. Focusing.
You know, take some deep breaths, but I have the links on my page and all that good stuff. Get some help if you go through anxiety or anything. And just because a doctor gives you something, you don't have to put it in your mouth.
And don't be scared to talk. Because you know what? I found out.
It's not an embarrassment.
This is the only other thing. The thing that I found out, too, is that it's better to talk to somebody that you don't know versus somebody that you do know.
Yeah.
So just reach out for help. This has been
great.
A blind chick.